Hello everyone, and welcome back to Season 2 of Youth Voices Today. This podcast is brought to you by the First Nations University of Canada, with support from the Ministry of Social Services, mentored by Dr. Jerry Goebel. I'm your host, Mercedes Redman, and I am so excited to have this opportunity to come back for Season 2. In our previous episode, we spoke to Jessica from Youth Speak Out, and she joins us for a little bit in this episode as well. Today, we'll be talking to another amazing youth from Youth Speak Out, Robbie. So, Robbie, how has COVID impacted you? Any changes to work or school?
Well, I just graduated, so the last, like, two to three months of my grade 12 career is really weird, because I had to do online classes, and I didn't do those so much. I still graduated. But social life, I that was terrible, because once it turns warm, I turn into a very social person, and I couldn't leave my house, so I went a little bit stir crazy.
So did you miss out on any grade 12 opportunities, like prom or the cap and gown ceremony?
We didn't really have prom, and I'm not one to dance. And then later on in the day, I got to walk across the stage, still 6 feet apart, because, you know. But it was only for, like, short 5 minutes, but I was so nervous, because I'm not one to speak in front of people much anymore, even though I do panels, so that kind of contradicts itself. Other than that, I guess I have a story to tell. I graduated in a pandemic.
Yeah, that certainly is a story to tell. Did COVID have any effect on your relationship with your family? I have a big family, and I know being quarantined could get kind of difficult, especially with doing school or work from home. It's kind of hard to find that that balance and then find that quiet space for you to do your work efficiently. Did you have any problems with that?
I didn't notice much difference other than my brother was annoying me a little bit more because we could never leave the house, even though he didn't care about that. So it was pretty normal for me because the only difference was I wasn't going to school every single day. I was just at home. So got a little bit annoyed because my parents were annoying me more because I didn't have anything to do.
Okay, awesome. So, Robbie, do you have any tips for people who are getting bored at home? Like, do you have any tips for how people can stay busy?
Now that you can get out, I do suggest getting out every, like, either once or twice a week. It helps. It really helps, because it's hard being stuck inside all the time. Even though I am the biggest introvert ever, I still like to get out of the house. And it just helps. If you do get into an argument with your family, try to get as much alone time as you can to yourself, because that helps. Just being by yourself helps you, if, like, for me specifically, just helps collect my thoughts. And that may help for other people, but whatever helps you, try to do that more.
Because like I said, when it gets warm, I like leaving my house. Because I'm both an introvert and an outrovert, so in the winter I stay inside. So, but the second it turns warm, I will just tell my parents, "Hey, I'm going." My adoptive parents. Yeah, that hey, I'm going out. Usually I'll say like, "See you at supper," because I'll like stay out for hours on end if I'm with a friend, and I'll just stay outside. Most like for a couple hours if we have nothing to do at the house that day, and all they wanted me to do is hey like check up. So it's a weird thing to get used to again, because I was so used to being able to just stay inside, but now that I can go outside, it's just like I don't know what to do anymore because I don't have school. It's weird, and still trying to adjust to it.
Thank you, Robbie. I think it was interesting to see how the school boards, teachers, and students handled the difficult transitions and decisions throughout the last half of the 2020 school year. Congratulations on your graduation, Robbie. I wish you the best in all of your future endeavors. I do hope that this podcast can help kids in care not only connect with each other, but help them know that they're not alone in any of the struggles that they may face. Once again, I'd like to thank Robbie and Jessica from Youth Speak Out. The Adoption Support Center of Saskatchewan has been home to the Youth Speak Out program for over 3 years. If you or someone you know has an interest in learning more about youth advocacy and would like to join the Saskatoon YSO team, please check out their website at adoptionsask.org or call the ASCS office at 306-665-7272. To find the resources mentioned throughout this episode, check out our Facebook page, Youth Voices Today. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you guys in our next episode.